Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Jati Ratnalu loosely translates into Jewels of the Nation in Telugu. That descriptor is ironic. The three friends it refers to are far from it. Srikanth, Ravi and Shekhar are slackers, desperate to escape the confines of their small town, Jogipet. They long for the big city and the respect it brings, especially if you have a job that hangs an identity card around your neck. Led by Srikanth, who convinces his father to give him 2 months to make something of his life, the three head to Hyderabad. But instead of landing jobs, they find themselves embroiled in a murky political controversy which involves corrupt ministers, a cell phone with an incriminating video, and bribes of hundreds of crores. They must now extricate themselves from the mess and also ensure that Srikanth's love story with their neighbor Chitti stays on track. All of this plays out with outlandish humor that doesn't flag despite the film's daunting duration of 2 hours and 28 minutes. Writer-director Anudeep K.V. stitches together a sparkling comedy that's cheerfully silly without being lazy. The chemistry between the three will remind you of Three Idiots and the absurd plot of Jaane Bhi Do Yaaro. The narrative veers into nonsensical, but the inspired lunacy keeps it afloat. The jokes keep coming and they almost always land. So Srikanth, who pretends that he can speak English fluently, says lines like, "I'm also a responsible citizen Kane of this country." Or, "According to Indian constipation, I'm still uncriminal till proof." There's a hilarious thread about Ravi's love interest, a woman he's never met. The two have painfully banal conversations but with great passion and refuse to hang up on each other. When Chitti's disapproving father angrily asks Srikanth if he's ever heard of a PhD, Srikanth says, "I've heard the letters, but separately." Into the laughs, Anudeep threads in social commentary. The film touches upon the lack of opportunity in small towns, the dazzle of the big city which ultimately proves hollow, the venality of politicians and their rabid ignorant followers who will do anything to keep them in power. The three friends are, as Srikanth says, good people who tell small lies. They just want a slice of the shiny consumerist dream reflected in the tall buildings and swanky offices of Hyderabad. There's a lovely moment in which Srikanth, sitting with Chitti, tells somebody on the phone that he'll call him later because right now he's at the Taj Banjara. And then he says gleefully he always wanted to drop that line. Banjara Hills, the posh locality of Hyderabad, is a symbol of the good life which Srikanth aspires to. At one point he declares, "I will be a Banjara Hills son-in-law." But eventually the boys discover that Jogipet offers something that Hyderabad perhaps never will. Warmth, familiarity, home. The actors, Naveen Polishetty as Srikanth, Rahul Ramakrishna as Ravi and Priyadarshi as Shekhar are terrific. The film might be purposefully absurd, but they're playing it straight, which adds to the laughs. Srikanth is a charming everyman. His yearning for something better in life than his father's bangles shop in Jogipet is instantly relatable. But do keep an eye on Ravi, the drunk in the trio. There's a laugh-out-loud moment in which the cops administer a narco test on the three boys, but it doesn't fully work on Ravi because he proudly says he drinks so much. Thankfully, the script doesn't relegate the heroine to a glamorous entry in 2 songs. Chitti, played by the lovely debutante, Faria Abdullah, is pivotal in resolving the mess the boys find themselves in. Through the film, Anudeep also pays homage to the movies and how they shape our lives and dreams. It's apparent that this is a film made by a film fan. For too long now, the film industry has peddled mindless comedies, or what we call dimag nikal ke dekho cinema. These are shoddily made movies in which anything goes because the audience isn't supposed to ask any questions. Jati Ratnalu isn't big on craft or logic either, but the intelligence and hard work shines through. The film shows us that laughter and brains aren't mutually exclusive. In the 1941 classic Sullivan's Travels, a film director named Sullivan, who's keen to make this serious and important film, discovers through a series of misadventures the importance of comedy. He says, "There's a lot to be said for making people laugh. Did you know that's all some people have? It isn't much, but it's better than nothing in this cockeyed caravan." Exactly. Jati Ratnalu is the infusion of good cheer you need right now. You can watch the film on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.